the elation. Everybody at DJR Team Penske, not just the people that are at the racetrack, but the people that are still back at the workshop. And you can see the tears in this young man's eyes. Extraordinary performance this year. Young 25-year-old who has the makings of being one of the very best we've ever seen. He's brilliant.
Hard to argue with any of that. They were the closing stages, the final stages of the Supercar Championship for 2018 yesterday in Newcastle. The Newcastle 500 taken out yesterday's race by David Reynolds. But in second spot was Scott McLaughlin for Shell V-Power Racing, and that enabled him to walk away as the Supercar Driver of the Year, the champion of the Supercars for 2018. It's great to have him on our program on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Scotty. Congratulations.
Hey guys, thanks very much.
You sound pretty good to me. I thought it might be a little bit worse for you, Scotty.
Nah, I jumped on the water with bandwagon pretty early because I knew I got a pretty big day. So, I guess that's a maturity coming out of me.
Well, don't hold on to that for too long. Just look out of that. Hey, what was it like in the last couple of laps and you knew it, you had it? I know it was a bit happening in the race. You needed to get top six to finish and win the championship. What was it like in that last couple of laps to know it was going to be yours after what happened last year?
Yeah, look, it was, I just tried to keep my head straight. You know, I just wanted to bring it home. But the last two laps, the mind was wandering. I was looking at the crowd. It was just unreal. I was getting cheered to the lap after lap. And, it's just a massive relief. You know, the stress of this year has been huge. The stress from last year was just immense. At the end of the day, it was just an unreal feeling.
Now, if your last 12 months was a movie, and I reckon there would have been these flashback scenes as you were racing yesterday as to what happened last year, did you have those flashbacks at any point when you're in the car in real life?
Look, Sunday for me was a big day, deja vu day, and that's probably where I started feeling the most sort of anxiety and all that stuff. I don't know. It was one of those things where you just, you know, you work so hard for something and you just want that race almost to be over before you even start it. But knowing the result, and I had probably not flashbacks, but I just was, mindful that it's not over to the fat lady sings.
Mm. Scott, further to that, so you're sitting ready to go for this race. You know what you need to do to get the championship, but also the natural competitor in you wants to win every race. But then you add on top of that last year. How do you keep balancing those emotions and decision-making as you're going around the track?
Yeah, look, I've worked on it all year just to, pick my battles and continue just to execute the best of my ability with what I've got. You know, nothing too much, but nothing too little either. And, I feel like we sort of nailed that in that last race. We did what we needed to do. Even with the penalty for Shane, we still beat him fair and square because we had great car pace and we worked on the car really hard over the night to make sure it was right and prim proper for Sunday. I was just so proud of everyone just to get the pit stops right. It wasn't one mistake. And then for me, I felt like I drove a pretty good race from my end and just played it safe.
Did were you getting constant updates of where Shane was in the race?
Yeah, towards the end, 30-odd to go, he was sort of 35 seconds behind me, so the guys were just telling me just to bring it home in some ways or at least look after the tyres in case it was a safety car. And I think that's when, we had a really good pace in the middle stint where I had to make some hay. For me against, Dave and all that, towards the end, it was probably he could take a little bit more risk than me. The big picture was definitely in my mind.
Now, I know that you would have loved every moment of the crossing the line and winning the championship, but when you see a legend of the sport like Dick Johnson in tears of joy after the race, after all he's been through and what he's done for the category and for the sport, it's his first championship with his team since 2010. When you see him in tears, what does that do to you?
Oh, it's pretty special. DJ's been a massive influence, to make, for this year especially, we've worked hard. It knocked us all around last year, and I think it's just a lot of emotion coming out. But I think, 17 wins for the Falcon, the last Falcon win, and for DJ to do it, who's a true sort of Ford legend, is very special. We did it in car 17, so
yeah.
You know, I feel very privileged to have him in my corner, and not only that, drive the number 17.
And then the step sort of further on from that is the Penske involvement, and just such a massive name in world motorsport. Is that something that means a lot to you as well, and potentially what that might mean to you into the future?
Yeah, look, it's just, you know, the whole collaboration with the two teams is fantastic. You know, we are just one big family now, and, you know, we've got some great people on board, and it's a lot of the fact of, you know, Roger sort of handpicking them himself and the team working together, and, you know, I'm really excited for the future because this is just the start, and, you know, yeah, it's very, very humbling, you know, how, you know, Roger talks about myself, Fabian, the team, makes us all feel very proud and very special because the guy's seen a lot of people and seen a lot of racing in his time, so it's very exciting.
Well, so you should be excited because it's a fantastic performance, and not only that, it was a two-pronged attack and race between you and Shane Van Gisbergen and two Kiwis, and you've taken out the Aussies and you've just beat them on their home deck. Do you remind them of that, the Aussie boys? They just got to step up now?
No, I don't want to remind them too much because they will come back stronger and probably a lot faster. So let's just enjoy it when we can, and then we'll see how we go next year.
Now, we did ask you about this earlier in the year when we talked about how you were going to be driving a Mustang next year, and you said, oh, I don't want to really be talking about that now. We've just got to focus on what I'm doing this year. But now it's a reality. Will it mean that you're going to have to do a hell of a lot more in the off-season to get used to the new car, or is it similar enough that it doesn't take too much of an adjustment?
No, look, after driving it, it's not that much different, to be honest. It's probably just going to be a few little set-up things in regards to how we play it. But yeah, look, really excited. I think, like I said before, you know, sending the Falcon off was amazing. And then basically, you know, I had a lot of good times with that car that I drove. You know, I've had that for the last 2 years, the whole time I've been at DJR, and had some really good memories. So it's quite sad to see it go. But now, with yeah, the Mustang, it's not much different. It's a two-door coupe, but it's basically the same as my FGX. And look, I'm really super pumped. It's going to look really cool, and hopefully it gives us a bit more speed.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back out there in 2019, but we're going to let you celebrate and enjoy what has been a magnificent 2018 for you,
yeah,
Scotty.
Thanks.
Well done. We love chatting to you every time we get a hold of you. Enjoy the day, telling everyone how awesome you are, and enjoy the off-season.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.